Psychic Cowgirl Radio. This is your host, Reverend Shannon, the Psychic Cowgirl. I want to let you know that my intention with this show is to share information, practical cowgirl wisdom, and tools to aid you on your personal development journey. I have a bachelor's degree in metaphysics. I am an ordained minister with the Canadian International Metaphysical Ministry. I'm also a hypnotherapist, past life regression therapist, and an Akashic record reading practitioner. I'm a natural born intuitive and psychic. It is genetic. I see and feel energies and connections. I use my talents and education to help clients become more aware of their own patterns, intuition, blocks in their life, and then to tap into energies to create what is their personal dream life. I believe in divine guidance, karma, and that intentions are key to any situation. I do offer clarity and understanding from a soul level perspective when you work with me. At times, a little guidance is all that we require to step into our power and move forward in our lives. You can find out more about me on my website, www.psychiccowgirl.com. I also have a Facebook page, Psychic Cowgirl, and I'm on Twitter as the Psychic Cowgirl. Please share any comments or questions through my Facebook page. I do answer the messages, or you could email me, Shannon@psychiccowgirl.com. I look forward to hearing from you all, and let's begin today's show. Everybody, welcome to the show on this fine Wednesday. Although when I got up this morning, I totally thought it was Thursday, and I said to my kids, oh, it's your last day of school before your long weekend, and they're like, what? Yeah, whoops, because they have Friday off, and I'm like, oh, maybe I should go back to bed. It's been hectic, energetically intense this last week or so. I don't know. You know, if you listened to last week's show, you know that the Alberta farmers and ranchers are in an uproar. We've been rallying and protesting about a piece of legislation that our government is trying to pass that has to do with farm safety, which we are all for, but it's not clear. Like, it's not written so that we know what is expected of us, so that we know how to comply. And so we're upset because we are a group of people that, you know, we like to know the rules so we can follow them. It's not an easy way of life. One of our biggest fears is losing our farms and ranches because it's where we live. We invest our heart and soul, energy, everything into this. There's very few people that I get to talk to that they don't have an outside job to supplement the income from their farms and ranches. I know, you know, I said my husband works in the oil patch so I can enjoy our farming and ranching lifestyle. And, you know, he comes home from his day job and we have work to do here. It's kind of a 24/7 job. Not kind of, it is. And we're not mad about the legislation to make it safer. We're good with that. Show us how. Give us some tools. Let's, you know, work together on that. What we are mad at is we're getting sneered at.
We are asking for consultations, and they are saying that they are consulting with us. But I went to one of those, and that was not a consultation. That was a, I'm just going to listen to you, sort of, so that you will shut up. It was insulting, I have to say. I purposely sat near the front, which I will get into, being empathic as I am. I didn't know if I could handle it. And I was, you know, I was disappointed. We don't like to fight. We are not that type of people. But we do feel passionate about what we're doing. You know, anybody in the spiritual business, I mean, life coaches, you know, psychics, you're always encouraged to find that thing that makes you passionate and that you love to do. Well, that's something that is, you know, tangible for farmers and ranchers, because if they weren't passionate and loved to do it, they wouldn't do it, because it's less rewarding than people may know. You know, it's the little things that make us happy. Like yesterday, I outsmarted my cows. Man, I celebrated, I danced. That's a win. Because some of my new heifers were on the wrong side of a fence, and they didn't know where the gate was, so I had to, you know, keep half a bale on and drive over so I could, you know, they would follow me and come out there. Then I go back to where I was feeding the cows, and some of them were on a wrong side of a fence, but there was a hole in the fence they could come through, so I had to go drive my truck and lead them there, and it worked, and I was celebrating. That's a victory, man. That's a victory. Because we love them. You guys know this. I talk about my cows often. I love my cows. I like eating them, too. Not going to lie. We only eat the boys, though. I like that I'm growing food that feeds people. I like that. If I didn't like it, I wouldn't do it. It's as simple as that. And so the fact that they are trying to legislate something without a full understanding of the complexities, it feels wrong. It feels scary. Very scary. I feel complete compassion for the government, for all those MLAs that are sitting there on the opposite side of the fence from us, who are fighting for our lifestyle, because that's got to suck, you know? Everybody's connected to somebody in the farming and ranching industry. One of the reasons that Psychic Cowgirl is so successful is because I hear constantly from people who want to work with me because they have great memories of being on a farm or a ranch and the freedom and the energy of it. And so that's, you know, that's why my business is so successful. And I feel that those MLAs are probably getting so much pressure. They're probably feeling completely hated. And that really sucks at Christmas time. Christmas time, everybody's emotional. Energies are a little more intense. And with our world right now, I mean, so many people are out of jobs. So many people are just struggling. And that is sad. Really sad. So when you're empathic, like I know a lot of you are, myself, we feel that. I'm having a hard time getting into the Christmas spirit. I even use my Canadian Tire points to get a new tree. I love the tree. I mean, we use a fake tree because I have a lot of pets, and we've tried having a real tree, and let's just say it didn't go well, to put it mildly. I love a real tree, but, you know, had to simplify. So we have a fake tree, but it has multicolored lights, and that makes me happy. We haven't even decorated it. It's been up since Saturday. We didn't even decorate it. We just love the lights, and, you know, none of us are really in the Christmas spirit. Because the world just feels heavy, and I'm doing my best to send out blessings. So yesterday, I shut off everything. I couldn't. I just didn't want to. I needed a break from all this energy and all this sadness and all the fear that's going on. And so when my family all got home from school and work, and I said, you know what, there's no politics tonight. I need a break. Let's just talk about everything else. And I had a client that night, so I wanted to be in a good, you know, space for her, and it worked. It did. I felt grounded. I felt better because my heart is breaking for people. I mean, they're scared. They're scared. And that's not pleasant. People do crazy things when they're scared. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't. Our world has gone sideways hard. I feel like I'm saying that all the time, and then it gets even weirder in a new way, a different way. So I know a lot of you are empathic, and this can be a really intense time of year. People have big emotions about Christmas. There's all this pressure to, you know, buy gifts for everybody, make sure you get the right thing, all this pressure about, oh, you have to spend all this time with family. And, you know, families, let's be real, families don't get along very well lots of times. Families are our greatest teachers because we don't get along, and so we're taught tolerance, or we're taught how to walk away, how to not give in to that societal pressure of family is everything, because sometimes it's just not. Sometimes, and I'm talking extended family. I mean, your immediate family, yes, that's a different energy, right? I was talking to a friend the other day, and you know, we were talking about Christmas and, you know, all the pressures, and she was feeling pressured to go somewhere, and I'm like, well, I can take care of things for you while you're gone. She's like, no, don't say that, because that way I lose my reason. She caved. Yep. I'm looking after her chickens while she's gone. And, you know, it's that energy, all those shoulds at Christmas. The shoulds get heavy, don't they? Oh, I have to go shopping. I have to spend all this money and the credit card debt and all of that. And a lot of people are not able to do that. And I hope they can have some peace about it. I hope they can find a way to make it okay for themselves. I am going to do a stress release journey with you today because, you know, it's intense this time of year. I don't go to malls this time of year if I can help it, because the energy of it, it's just too much. I mean, I can't handle it other times of the year, but it's worse for me at Christmas. I get that floaty head feeling, or I get that I can feel everyone's frustration and anger, and I have to leave. So I have tools. You know, I plan it to go when it's early morning, or I do online shopping. It's survival for me. It's totally survival. But I want to tell you something fascinating. So my husband and I did go to the rally that was last Thursday. And I was worried. I soaked myself in stress release from my favorite store, essential oils from the Sage store. And we gave ourselves extra time because I want to be prepared, because it's December, going to the city, right? I try not to do that. My husband's a really bad driver in Edmonton. So I directed him because we wanted to stop and see if we could get some fridge parts at this store, and they didn't have it. And then I drove because I've driven in Edmonton. I've lived in Edmonton. I get it. Anyways, so I kicked him out of the driver's seat, and he was all happy. And I drove, and we were going to Kingsway Mall, and I have to tell you, there was no people there. It was really quiet, which was good for me because I got to do my shopping in a quiet space. Bad for the mall, right? I felt sad about that. But then a friend told me that she went to a mall on Saturday, and it was way busier, so that makes me happy. We were going to catch a bus to go to the legislature because we weren't sure if we wanted to drive downtown, and we missed it. It drove away as we went to put the purchases we got for our kids in the truck. And so I'm like, I can do this. I can drive. So he was my navigator, and yeah, Sometimes I have to swear at my navigator because my inner GPS is better than his own, but that's okay. Anyways, we get to the legislature, we find a parking lot, and we go to park, and those of you that know me personally, you know parking's not my thing. Not my thing. It stresses me. I like to park at big parking lots and park on the edge or far away from people so I don't have to worry about getting out of squished places. I just can't do it. So we pull into this parking lot, and we go to park, and there was a big enough space, but I like it. So I tried a couple times, and then I just threw my truck in park, jumped out, smiled all the farmers and ranchers around, and said, I don't do parking. Threw up my hands, and my husband had to do it, and they laughed. And then I was in line to pay for my parking, and it was such a nice crowd. Everybody was chit-chatting. Everybody was joking. Nobody was violent. One MLA did tweet it was a violent crowd. Him and I were obviously in different universes because we're not there to be violent. Yes, we're upset, but we want clarity. That's what we were asking for. Write the details so we know what we're dealing with. It feels like, you know, a bait and switch, a sleight of hand. And maybe this is how politics goes all the time. It's never threatened my home before, so I don't. I'm one of those people that only pays attention when I need to. And so, you know, we're at the legislative building, and it's beautiful. I do want to go back when it's not such a emotional time. And the crowd was not violent. It wasn't. I mean, part of what's going on, though, is the opposition party is using this as campaigning. I get it. That's how politics works. And I don't love that part, because my focus is to get clarity on something that's going to affect the rest of my life as a rancher. And their focus is to, you know, mess with the other powers that be. I guess. I don't know. Some of that I try to just step away from because it's all cluttery and manipulative and all of that. But my point is being empathic and being in that crowd, I never once felt any negative emotions. They were powerful emotions. Like, we were moved a lot. My husband even felt that. He said, you know, yeah, I just felt like I wanted to, you know, have a tear or two sometimes. It was pretty emotional because it's our home. It's our home. It's not just a business to us. It's our home. And it was powerful. And so we did leave a little bit early because I have to leave places a little bit early. When we went to Canadian Finals Rodeo, I have to leave before the very end of the bull riding because I can't handle the crowds. I get panicky. And so we did, and we missed a few pieces. And, you know, that this is how I have to navigate things. I have to leave concerts a little bit early before the big crowds. I have to leave the rodeo a little bit early before the big crowds. And so we did that. It's just, that's how one of my tools to navigate. I have to have a time limit. If I know I only have to be at some place for a certain amount of time and I can have some breathing space, I can do it. Pay attention to your energy. I also zip my chakras constantly, and I do love the stress relief essential oil from the Sage Store. It helps immensely. And so I was like, huh, I don't feel drained. I mean, I was in Edmonton, so there was a little bit of that. Well, then a friend and I went to the consultation session in Leduc, which it was put on by the government pushing this bill to give us information, hear us. They didn't really. It wasn't a consultation. It was, like I said, smooth us over. But I sat at the front. Nobody sat in front of me for the first, like, we sat in the third row. Nobody was in front of me at all because nobody wanted to sit in the very front seat because they felt like that would be supporting, I guess. I get it. But I had a straight shot to read everybody on that stage, on the panel. Straight shot. Didn't like what I read. But I also understand It's that they can't wrap their head around where we're coming from. I do hope that they could appreciate and understand the passion and the love of what they're doing from the people that spoke and the people in that audience. That was pretty cool. There was no ego involved in that. So that was the difference between being in a crowd. Like, so if I'm in a crowd at a mall and, you know, people are hostile and angry, a lot of that is ego because they're feeling threatened or they're worried. But, you know, at this information session, there was egos, but it wasn't in the audience. It was on the stage. There was hurt. There was a lot of fear. But yet, because everybody was united, it was clean energy. I wish I had better words to describe it, but I didn't leave there exhausted. I didn't leave there pumped up either. Like, I didn't leave the rally pumped up. But I didn't leave that consultation exhausted. A lot of people left discouraged, and I could feel that. Because we just want to be consulted. We do. We want to help make this so that we can understand it and they can understand it also. But when I got home, like, I did not get home that day until probably 7, and I wasn't drained. Yesterday I wasn't drained like I would normally be, even after attending like CFR or a concert or shopping in Edmonton. I come home and I need some rest after. I need to like self-care and recharge. I didn't feel that. So from, you know, a spiritual energetic perspective, for me that was pretty fascinating. Pretty fascinating that it was such clean energy. Nobody wanted to fight. That's not why they were there. They just wanted to know how this would affect us. And there was some really great questions. There was no, nee, 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 you know, that kind of energy. It was like, just please help us understand. And I really hope that that point was given. Okay, so there's hope for all of us empaths to be in crowds. So how do you know if you're an empath? Let's just go there. I need to watch the time because I want to do this stress release journey with you. I may not have time to do the chakra one, or I can just go over. That's what I'll do. I'll just play it anyway, and if we go over time, that'll be okay. So being an empath, how do you know if you're an empath? Well, like I said, being in public places can be overwhelming. Absolutely. Even supermarkets can be overwhelming if you're empathic. Feeling others' emotions and taking them on as your own. Again, this time of year, that can be pretty intense because it's intense. That's just what the holidays bring out in people. In January, you'll get a wave, too, of sadness when credit card bills start coming in. It's just how it is. I can tell the day. And with so many people out of work, it's intense. It's sad. So what do you do when you feel that? I put my hand on my heart, and I do a little prayer. And depending on the day, I may just do the Buddhist prayer of kindness. May you be safe. May you be healthy. May you be happy. May you live life with ease. And I just keep repeating that over to clear the energy. Because, I mean, it's not like I want to block. I do want to block. That's not how I want to say it. I feel compassion for them, but I can't let it, you know, completely mess me up so that I'm a puddle on the floor. I have to try to juggle that energy and balance it because it can go that way. It just can. And so it doesn't mean you're mean. It doesn't mean you don't care. It's just you have to figure out a way to survive this your own self. Because if you take it all on, first of all, you're going to start gaining a lot of weight because then you're going to energetically protect yourself that way. Your house is going to be a hot mess of clutter because you're going to energetically protect yourself that way. So by, you know, acknowledging, sending a prayer and a blessing, and then letting it go is a way to deal with it without gaining weight or living in a hot mess. It's just how it is. If you're empathic, watching violence on TV, you just can't do it. You just can't do it. It's just, it's too much. You know when someone's not being honest. But you also know when someone may not be telling the truth, but they believe it's the truth. That's a different thing. Completely different thing. You can pick up on physical symptoms of others. Darn, I meant to ask my client last night if she was craving ice cream, because at supper time, I was completely craving ice cream. I don't crave ice cream. It's not my thing. Chips, absolutely. My husband often gets texts. Okay, stock up the chip supply on your way home from work. I love salty chips. That's my yum. Not ice cream. I'm going to have to send her an email and ask her about that, because I meant to, and then I, of course, got distracted. Squirrel, you know how it is. So here's something interesting. If you're empathic, you can often have digestive and lower back problems. The solar plexus chakra is based in the center of the abdomen, and it's known as the seat of emotions. This is where empaths feel the incoming emotion of another, which can weaken the area and eventually lead to anything from stomach ulcers to IBS to lower back problems from being ungrounded. If you don't know how to ground yourself being an empath, you do remain ungrounded a lot. Carry a hematite, carry a black tourmaline, smoky quartz, any black crystal will help you. Visualize or imagine big deep roots growing out of the bottom of your feet. So when we do the chakra cleanse on this show every week, I'm grounding you before we do the cleanse. Because that floaty head feeling, you know what that is. You reach for snacks, eat and drink to bring yourself back into your body. That's because you're empathic, and that's a quick way to get yourself back. You always are looking for the underdog. You attract the underdog. Anyone who's suffering in emotional pain or being bullied gets your attention and compassion, and you try to help them. And then you have to be careful with that, because you can end up taking on their stuff and they walk away because they dumped it all on you. They don't want to deal with it. And you're kind of left holding the bag, so to speak. I had to learn that the hard way. And now I'm really careful about that because, you know, I have stuff of my own to deal with. So I'm very careful and pick and choose which causes. And, you know, lots of times when you help them, you end up frustrated. And that's a learning curve, completely a learning curve. People want to offload their problems on you, even strangers. An empath can become a dumping ground for everyone else's issues and problems, which, like I just said, if you're not careful, they'll end up as your own, and you don't want that. You have to watch about being energetically drained. Energy vampires love empaths. So be careful of that. I just heard a moo. I didn't think any cows were up here. Hello, ladies. My cows are so funny. So you know what? Being empathic is one of the reasons that you're drawn to healing, holistic therapies, and all things metaphysical. Many empaths would love to heal others, but lots of them turn away from it because the energy is too much. You have to be aware, and you have to try to protect yourself and block things. Empaths have a strong creative streak and a vivid imagination. Love of nature and animals. Being outdoors in nature is a must for empaths. And pets are an essential part of their life. Makes sense, right? A need for solitude. An empath will go stir crazy if they don't get enough quiet time. Check your children. I know my kids need quiet time. So we're all looking forward to Pajama Day Friday because they have no school, and we're going to wrap presents and we're going to chill because we need this break. Let me see, what are some other good ones? Daydreaming. Empaths can stare into space for hours in a world of their own and blissfully happily. How about your children? I know I always got busted for daydreaming. We talked about extra weight being a form of protection. Empaths are good listeners. An empath won't talk much about themselves unless it's someone they really trust. They love to learn and know about others and genuinely care. That's true. Very true. You'll find that you have food sensitivities because you're sensitive to the energies of food. You become like a little bit of food OCD, maybe? Good way to put it. Being empathic because you're just that super sensitive. Now, there's definitely bonuses to being an empath. Like, I could sit at that consultation and read all the panel on the stage. I could read them like a book. It was good. At one point, one of the people supposed to be listening kind of drifted off and was making her grocery list in her head, and I so wanted to say to her, you get to buy those groceries because of the people in this room. This, you know, FYI. But I didn't. That's polite and respectful. Polite and respectful. Because, you know, cool that way, right? Cool that way. Take some sea salt baths. This time of year, sage yourself, sage your house more often. People are intense. It's intensely emotional this time of year. So if you are even slightly empathic, you have to be really careful and aware of that. That doesn't mean you don't go out and do things. It just means you're aware of when you're taking on other people's energies. Meditation helps, which is why I'm going to take you on a journey today. Meditation is epic for this because it gives you that moment to, you know, do self-care, be mindful. Exercise that you like, though. That is the key because we won't do it if we don't like it. I love my Wii. I haven't been on it lately. I found exercises on there that I enjoy doing. And then I can stick with it. Because as empaths, we kind of get bored easily. Squirrel, right? Yeah. So find things you like. Even if it's just going for walks, that counts. You have to find a way to release the energies that you pick up. You have to find a way to do that. It's really, really important. Now, I could probably talk for 6 hours on being an empath because there's so much information, but I want to make sure I can do our stress relief journey. All right, so here we go. So if you don't get a chance to listen to this right now because you're at work or, you know, what have you, it's right around the 25 minutes left mark. So if you want to listen to this on the replay, and you can fast forward to that. So right around 30 minutes in. I hope I said that right. All right. So here we go. I just want you to take a nice breath in and out. And as you become aware of your breathing, just notice it for a few moments. Take these moments to appreciate your breath. Now I'm going to ask you to take 3 big deep breaths as deeply as you can as you begin to release and let go. Taking these deep breaths are signaling it's time to go within. As your own normal, natural breathing begins to occur, Allow this sense of imagining a gentle, warm, balmy breeze as it wafts around your body, around your head, neck, and shoulders. And as with every breath, as the breeze continues to move gently around your body, so do you. Gently and easily begin to release and let go, becoming more and more comfortable with every breath. Cross the upper back, circling around through the chest, a warm and nurturing feeling as the breeze continues to comfort you. Down both arms, hands, and fingers as you release and let go. Just letting go now. And with every breath you take, you may begin to wonder, are you breathing the breeze or is the breeze breathing you? With every breath, the breeze continues circling around through the mid-back and around through your solar plexus, every breath taking you deeper and deeper. The gentle sensation of the warm, balmy breeze as it continues around through the lower back and circling around through your abs, release and letting go, becoming more and more comfortable with every breath. The breeze continues moving around your body, around your thighs, knees, your calves, ankles, and around through your feet. Now and with every breath, becoming completely and thoroughly comfortable, calm, and at ease. I'm going to count down from 5 to 0, and you're going to be deeply relaxed. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Deeply, deeply relax. It's time to take a journey. Some may say that making a visit to the Red Rock Desert is a good place to go. Clearing the mind can often bring more for the soul. Seekers often go to Red Rock Desert. It's been said there is a fire pit there, not too high up, on a ridge somewhere. It's a place where you can clear your mind and let your soul expand into the feeling of love. The fire in that pit is always burning. It's ready to burn away your doubts, fears, bad habits, and stress. It is wondrous to climb up the gentle sloping curve of the red rocks to that ridge. Letting go of what you no longer need or want. You can toss the old into the fire pit. It seems as though there is transformational power with that fire pit. Many have reported to receive ancient knowledge from taking this journey at twilight in the stillness of this desert. Noticing everything with their senses. As you take this journey at twilight time, you discover transformational power with that fire pit and receive ancient knowledge from beyond. In the stillness of this desert, sitting alongside the fire pit, you notice everything with your senses. Sensory awareness is high. And then you let it all go. Toss it all in. Let it all go. Then it is done. You look deeply into the fire. Then comes the feeling of connection as twilight turns to night. The night sky is ablaze with stars, feeling ready to receive what more may come for your soul. You are loved. You are loved. And for now, let's bring back the importance and the positives from this journey today into your conscious, outer awake life. At one, with a deep cleansing breath in and release. And now two, three, four, five. Eyes open, wide awake, and you can say your name out loud. Nice. That one is so fabulous for stress relief, and it's quick. I'm going to have to put that one on an MP3 to offer everybody. It was really good. I think I'm in love with that journey. Whew. And I think we bent time a little because it should have taken a little more time. That must mean you all want the chakra cleanse today too. Fair enough. Makes sense to me. We'll work with clients sometimes, and it happens probably in a third of the time that we will bend time, that things, especially with hypnotherapy, that it should take longer, like time should be faster than it is, but we slow it down and stop because the whole energy of the session is for what the client needs at that time, and that always, it makes me smile. It makes me smile because, you know, our universe is so magical. It is so cool. And all hypnotherapy, the way I do it, is just tuning you into the divine energies of the universe. Totally love it. I'm entranced by it. Entranced. It is creating magic for so many people that I'm working with. It's cool. I'm actually going to try and do a class today on the next set of instructions because I need something to lift my energy, and this stuff really works. So, cool. So I still have like 16 minutes left. Go people. And the chakra balancing is 10 minutes. Perhaps we should do some cord cutting. You know, we have a lot of things on our minds, a lot of people, a lot of stress. So after a stress relief journey, let's do a cord cutting. This is a meditation to cut cords. Recorded by Shannon Lackman, the Psychic Cowgirl. Give yourself a nice breath in and out. Let's begin. Have your feet flat on the floor, hands in your lap, arms and legs uncrossed to let the energy flow. Close your eyes. Archangel Michael, we call upon you now. Please cut any cords of fear, obligation, or attachment that are creating negative or draining energies. Cut any cords that have been blocking or draining in the past or present. All positive energy cords remain intact. We are all now willing to trade all the pain for peacefulness. It is done. It is done. It is done. Give yourself a nice breath in and out.
while we wait for Archangel Michael to do his magic, cutting the cords. A nice breath in and out. One more time, a nice breath in and out. Now that those negative cords are cut and released, a download of unconditional love for self energy replaces and fills all the spaces where those cords were attached. You will feel like you are being hugged. A nice breath in and out. You may do a cord-cutting meditation as many times as you feel is right. If you are feeling cranky or drained for no reason, it may indicate an energy vampire situation and a cord cutting is required. Thank you. Have a good day. Okay. That feels a little bit better. Okay. Just checking the time. Man, we're going to be ready for the rest of this week. We had a stress release journey, we had a cord cutting, and now we're going to do a chakra cleanse. So I'm going to say thanks for listening, and I will be back next week, and then I'm off for Christmas with my children. So yeah, next week is the 16th. Wow, isn't Christmas coming fast? And then I won't be back again until January 6th, actually. I'm going to hang out with my children and my gals. All right, so here we go to balance our chakras and enjoy the rest of your week, everybody. Hugs.
This is a meditation to balance and cleanse our chakras. I'd like you to sit up straight, have your feet flat on the floor, nothing crossed. Give yourself a nice breath in and out. I would like you to visualize or imagine deep, thick roots growing out the bottom of your feet, deep, deep into Mother Earth. Feel yourself grounding and connecting with Mother Earth with those deep, thick roots. Nice breath in and out. Now, imagine or visualize a white ball of energy coming up from each of those roots into the bottom of your feet. Visualize or imagine those balls of light traveling up your leg. You may feel a warm, tingling sensation. Move those balls of light up your leg, through your shin, past your knees, up your thighs. Higher, higher, and then both balls of white light are going to join together at your root chakra, at your pelvis. Your root chakra deals with feelings and energies of having the right to be here. The root chakra is symbolized as red. I want you to imagine or visualize a red ball. Symbolism is personal, but I want you to have something that you're focusing on. So if it's a red ball, I want you to start spinning it until it's bright, shiny, shiny red. Right now, it may look cloudy or dirty. It may be really big or it may be really small. I want you to spin this ball of energy until it's shiny, bright, sparkly red. Spinning, spinning. The root chakra deals with energies of money, career, home, needs and possessions. So it's really important to have this one balanced. I want you to spin it, spin it, spin it until it's bright and shiny. If you are having trouble visualizing or imagining, Archangel Raphael will be there to help you. Archangel Raphael is also going to vacuum away all the cruddy energy that comes off your chakras. So So spinning, spinning, spinning. We like to give this one a really good cleanse. Spin it just a smidge more. Fantastic. You are doing great. Okay? Now this one is all shiny clean and it's in your body. Again, there's no way to do this wrong. Now I want you to move up to your sacral chakra, which is located midway between your pelvis and the base of your spine. This one's an orange ball of light. I want you to spin that one. This is where we have our feelings and emotions. Let's spin that one until it's bright, shiny orange. This is where we are able to set boundaries when we have this one balanced. Feeling joy. Let's really spin that one and give it a nice big cleanse. Spinning, spinning. Spinning, spinning. For all of us that have trouble saying no at times, you can feel why it would be important to have this one balanced. Excellent. Give it a few more spins until it's bright, shiny orange. You guys are doing fabulous. Okay, now that that one feels good, move up again to our solar plexus chakra. This one is the yellow one. This one is where we can make choices. We set our intentions through this one and have our will to do things. It involves self-direction, self-esteem, and the power of transformation. So let's spin this yellow light until it's bright, shiny, and sparkly clean. Spinning, spinning. Nice. Focus on spinning that one a little more. Perfect. I can feel all the energies flying off to be vacuumed away. We're going to feel so good after this. All right. So now that that one's all shiny, let's move up to our heart chakra. This one's green. This one deals with love and I give, I care, forgiveness, generosity. So let's spin this heart chakra until it's shiny green and infused with sparkles. We want to have a pretty heart chakra. And spinning, 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 spinning. Fabulous. Let's keep spinning that one. You're doing great. Spin it some more. Feels like everybody's is nice and sparkly, shiny. Okay, great. Now that that one's back in place, let's move up to our throat chakra. This one is blue. We're going to spin that ball of light energy until it's shiny. This is the one where we have expression, where we listen, where we can communicate. It's all about using our voice. So let's spin, spin, spin this one. We can communicate clearly. Spinning, spinning. Fantastic. If you find that your throat chakra feels out of balance often, grab a sodalite or a lapis lazuli. Those stones will really help with that. I wear them when doing the radio show. It's really, really helpful. Okay, let's spin that one just a little bit more. You're doing fantastic. Okay, now that that one's all clean, let's move up to our third eye chakra located in our foreheads. This one has to do with telepathy, intuition, imagination, visualizing, all that good stuff that you've been doing. So this one is the darker purple color, and we're going to spin it until it's very sparkly. Nice. Keep spinning. Our intuition's located here, so we like to have this one clean so we can get our messages, right? Keep spinning. Excellent. Spinning, spinning. Perfect. Kate, now that it's nice and shiny, clean, deep, deep purple, I see a lot of yours as deep, deep purple. Beautiful. Okay, let's move up to our crown chakra located at the top of our head. Now, this one is a pale violet, or you might see it as clear. We're going to spin that ball of light until it's bright, shiny, clean, and sparkly. This is where our psychic and intuitive abilities can be found, our faith, our connection to the divine, ability to trust life, values, ethics, courage. Lots of stuff happened in this crown chakra. So let's spin that one until it's really, really clean. Excellent. Great, you guys have been working on this. This one was pretty clean. Okay, so let's put that one where it's supposed to go. And remember, there's no way to do this wrong. Just the act of listening to my voice and doing this exercise will create the energies, and it will happen. It's as simple as that. Let's visualize or imagine that ball of light again, just right above your head, and then you're going to move it down through your face, down through your neck, down through your chest, down through your pelvis. That ball of light is going to break into two, and each ball of light is going to go down your thighs, past your knees. You're going to feel refreshed, able to focus. You're going to have a lot of clarity after this meditation. Continue sending that ball of light through past your knees, down your shin, and out the bottoms of your feet, and ground you deep, deep, deep into Mother Earth. And then you can bring your awareness back to the room, back to your body. Meditation is about doing what feels natural to you. You're letting the energy do the work. It takes a little trust, takes a little faith, but if you practice it, you can come back to this meditation anytime and replay it. Have an excellent day. You've been listening to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with your host, myself, Shannon Lackman. If you'd like to learn more about me and what I offer, please go to my website, www.psychiccowgirl.com. All my sessions and services are listed there. If you would like to get a deal, tell me that you've listened to the radio show and use the code word, use the code word Raphael, and you will automatically get 20% off, because I will know that you've been listening to the radio show. I wish you all a most excellent day, and I hope you tune in soon.